This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Belinda from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Wednesday, the 29th of July, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equities are mixed, with gains in Europe contrasting with weakness in parts of the U.S. and Asia. At the latest close, the S&P 500 gained 0.2%, while the Nasdaq lost 1%. The Stoxx Europe 600 rose 0.2%, and Switzerland's SMI added 40 bips respectively. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 fell 1.5%, while the Shanghai Composite gained 40 bips. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.14 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.82 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield is unchanged at 4.61%. Brent crude rose 3.4% to $87 a barrel, while gold edged up 10 basis points to $4,042 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Belinda. So what should investors focus on as the Fed wraps up its meeting today?
Hi, Aaron. Yeah, the Federal Reserve is due to announce its interest rate decision on Wednesday as the Federal Open Market Committee concludes its two-day meeting. Current futures pricing indicates a 30% chance of a rate hike as uncertainty in the Middle East continues to fuel inflation fears.
And what's your expectation for the decision, and what does the latest economic data suggest?
Well, we expect the U.S. Central Bank to keep the federal funds target range steady at 3.5 to 3.75%. The latest inflation data showed consecutive declines in core goods prices, while core services prices fell for the first time since 2020. The labor market also showed no signs of overheating, with real labor income growth consistent with a continued slowdown in consumer spending growth.
And what longer-term changes could be taking shape at the Fed?
Several changes may be coming as Chair Kevin Warsh aims to have his five task forces for advancing monetary policy complete their reviews by year-end. Any recommendations will ultimately need the backing of at least six other members of the 12-person committee.
Okay, and which of those reviews could matter most for markets?
The communications and balance sheet reviews are likely to be the most consequential in our view. They could affect volatility in rates markets as well as longer-term bond market valuations, making the likely changes and their implications particularly important.
How could the communications review affect short-term markets?
Well, this review has the greatest potential to affect short-term market volatility. The task force will likely examine the use of forward guidance, economic projections, and interest rate projections. Meaningful changes to either rate projections or forward guidance could increase interest rate volatility. The rate dots in the current framework help anchor near-term expectations, particularly for the current year, while forward guidance has helped dampen volatility over the past two decades. Former Fed Chair Jerome Powell recently indicated that he was unable to find a consensus around significant changes. Even so, there remains a reasonable probability that projections could be reformatted in a way that reduces their anchoring effect on near-term market pricing.
And what changes could we see in the Fed's balance sheet?
Yes, and while the balance sheet is likely to become smaller, that process should be gradual. Warsh has widely publicized his goal of a smaller balance sheet, and the task force's recommendations are likely to receive broader support across the committee. But concerns about unintended consequences suggest implementation will unfold over several years. The Fed's liabilities are intertwined with the banking system, while its holdings of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities have implications for both treasury financing and mortgage markets. We think the Fed may move toward a balance sheet focused more on treasuries and less on mortgage-backed securities, while setting clearer limits on future bond-buying programs. Any change is likely to rely mainly on runoff and adjustments to reinvestment rather than active asset sales.
And what might that mean for the longer-term bond market?
So a smaller Fed role would mean private investors need to hold more long-term bonds. That could push up long-term yields, steepen the yield curve, and widen mortgage-backed security spreads. It would raise borrowing costs for companies and households, tightening financial conditions even if short-term interest rates don't rise. The impact should still be gradual and would depend heavily on Treasury issuance choices and bank regulation. Greater issuance of shorter-term Treasury debt could ease pressure on long-term yields, while regulatory reforms that reduce reserve demand could support increased bank demand for Treasuries. For investors, this points to a longer-term environment in which bond duration risk matters more.
And finally, where does that leave fixed income investors today?
Well, specific changes remain to be seen, but we continue to recommend that investors maintain sufficient allocations to quality fixed income in their portfolios. Current yields offer an opportunity to lock in attractive income, particularly in short and medium maturity quality bonds. Select exposure to higher yielding segments such as emerging markets and high yield can also help investors build more diversified portfolio income.
Great, thanks, Belinda. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. Oil prices jumped on Wednesday after three sessions of declines as the U.S. and Saudi Arabia launched strikes against Iran-backed groups in Iraq. U.S. Central Command said the groups had been directed by Tehran to attack American forces and Saudi energy infrastructure. The strikes came just hours after the U.S. military said it had intercepted multiple ballistic missiles launched by Iran toward U.S. forces in the Middle East. Meanwhile, mediation efforts by Oman to revive shipping through the Strait of Hormuz were reportedly rejected by Iran. Brent crude was up 3.5% at $87 a barrel at the time of writing. The path toward normalizing energy flows through the strait is likely to remain challenging. But we expect traffic through the waterway to recover gradually over time, as economic pressures on the U.S., Iran, and Gulf countries should lead to the resumption of shipping. Investors should ensure diversification during periods of uncertainty and consider capital preservation strategies and broad commodity exposure to further strengthen portfolio resilience. Looking ahead to Thursday, the 30th of July, investors will be watching the Eurozone's flash second quarter GDP growth, the Bank of England's interest rate decision, U.S. June PCE inflation, and the second quarter GDP estimate, along with earnings from Apple and Amazon. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.